Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Now, you may not have heard of Holly Fulbrook or her musical identity Tiny Ruins, but they sure have in Australia, where the respected indie label Spunk Records has just released the Auckland singer's debut album, Some Were Meant for Sea, and she's with us now. Welcome, Holly. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to ask a question that I always swore I'd never ask, and I hate asking. The name Tiny Ruins, where'd that come from?
It's kind of an amalgamation of two separate ideas that I put together on the morning that I was trying to think of a name.
So you actually had, you know, on your to-do list for that day, I'm going to think up a band name for me.
Kind of. It was a bit like that because... I had put my songs online under the name Holly Foo, which was a stupid nickname. Yeah, a friend of mine was like, yeah, I think you should actually do it either under your own name or make up a good name. And I also didn't want it to be connected to my real name, so I'd already put them online, but I felt like it was quite urgent to find a name.
What was he looking for? Truth, or was it heaven? Did he just want to go out with a bang, so to speak?
It would be fair to say you've been quite low profile here, but and across the Tasman in Australia, you've really fallen on your feet. What was the process of getting there?
It was really, I guess, the involvement of Spunk Records, who heard about my music about a year ago.
How'd they hear about it?
Matthew Crawley, who... you might know, he actually sent them an email and just said, check out her MySpace page. Yeah, he's been really supportive. I didn't realise he was doing this underground, undercover work for me.
Oh, it's nice. It's really
But, you know, they actually went and listened to it. So, you know, the kind of idea that record labels don't listen to people's demos or don't really care is not true. They went and sought it out and then they emailed me. I sent them a real proper CD of demos. And then they flew me over to play a show. And since then, they've just been supporting me, like, every step of the way, supporting the recording of the album and getting me some great gigs in Australia.
And it wasn't like they put you in the big flash studio with a name producer, was it?
No.
Was that your choice? Because you did it in the school hall?
It was kind of my choice, but also I think Spunk is a label that they really, like, understand or want to make the artist comfortable with their... I don't really know how to explain it, but they never would expect someone to suddenly just jump into a big flash studio. They probably wouldn't be able to afford it either. But, you know, like, for a kind of indie label with indie artists and artists who are used to recording in their bedroom and things like that, they want to continue that raw, natural sound. The producer, Jay Walker, lives in a place called South Gippsland, which is very kind of green and wet and cold for Australia. It's kind of like New Zealand. but he lives, so it's about an hour and a half out of Melbourne, and he lives in what was once the general store of this very small town. And about 5 minutes down the road, there's another very small town called Moyara. And he managed to, he just basically asked the local town council if we could use this tiny, it's really small, school hall. It was once a school, but it's been closed for about 40 years because there just weren't enough children in the area to continue it being a school. But it's kind of preserved and they use it for community meetings. And
don't say those words. Again, guys, you got the kind of never.
So we recorded quite a few of the takes of the guitar and the vocal takes in that hall, and then we finished it off at the general store studio, which is also quite rustic.
It definitely has that vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place though, and I was so lucky with Jay Walker because he really, like, put a lot of effort into getting that space and to also sourcing a great piano for the recordings. Yeah, he was just kind of on the same page from the very beginning.
Are you comfortable with the label folk music for what you do?
I know that it's going to be applied to my music, whatever I care. I don't particularly care because I do like folk music, but I think for future purposes, I don't always see myself doing a particular genre or a particular style. I do like all kinds of music. I think just for a general kind of philosophy, I would rather not be just put into a category and stay there. I would quite like to kind of experiment with other things as well. So, yeah, I mean, they are folk songs. They're kind of in a traditional style.
Is that what you listen to? Because it is. It's quite an unusual way for a young woman to go. It's not like all the cool kids are doing it, is it?
You should be making electro folk.
Yeah.
That's so uncool.
Well, fuck.
And we rose merrily forward. And we rose merrily down.
So you're going to be travelling around for this album. Where are you going to be playing?
I'll be playing in Auckland at the Wine Cellar, and Wellington at the Mighty Mighty, Dunedin, or Port Chalmers actually, at Chicks Hotel, and Littleton, Christchurch, at Wonderbar.
So all quite small venues?
Yeah, all sort of 100 people, 150 people. Want to start small, and the next time I do New Zealand, I'd like to go to a lot more towns and do, you know, small venues again, but just a bit more extensive.
Play some stadium shows.
Yeah. Next stop, the Vector Arena.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to play a song for us?
I am. It's called Little Notes.
Hi, our little notes, not little loved you notes. Hi, our little notes, not little loved you notes. They follow me round. How I find them in a book to keep a place. Bag of bus tickets in my suitcase. Keeping me warm, staving off doubtful wind, a doubtful wind. They're keeping me warm, and I quote, "Yeah." Shoulders, I quote, your words never wearing thin round my shoulders. Ooh, now don't mind me, I guess I made my bed, and I'll be damned. Staving off, ooh, a doubtful wind, a doubtful wind. You're keeping me warm, and I quote, your words never win. Shoulders, I quote, your words never wearing thin round my shoulders. Ooh, how time goes on, how little time goes on. I wish it full, I wish it long. Little wishes wrong, why can't I follow you round? move mysteriously. Keep writing your letter notes for me. From your very own hand. How bold of a squall. A little notice. How bold of a squall. A little notice. From your very own hand. From your very own hand. From your very own hand.
Little Notes by Tiny Ruins. And if you like that, you can find out more at tinyruins.com. Well, that's our show for this week. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows again, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Tom Watts. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.